Good day, I'm Taven, and today we're going to talk about the sport of swimming. So let's dive right in. For this episode, I have interviewed my coach Amber from the Las Vegas Swim Club, as well as my two fellow swimmers, Nathan and Alyssa. To start this off, it is first most important to understand how unique swimming as a sport really is.
The most obvious is that it's done underwater. Right? So we're doing this sport where we're exerting ourselves physically and then we're asking our body to do something that's very, very unnatural. So we're learning not to breathe, our muscles are deprived of oxygen, all these different things. As a matter of fact, it's probably the only sport you get yelled at for breathing. The other major thing to me that makes swimming different is that it is a truly year-round sport. Even a lot of other club sports, they might go year-round, but there is always some version of an off-season. For swimming, it's we might take a week, 10 days, 2 weeks maximum off at any given period, and that might happen only three times a year, minus a day off here or there, but it's as close to 365 days a year. And as a matter of fact, when a lot of other sports are taking off and taking a break, holidays, summers, anything like that, swimmers are usually piling it on. We're doing more. We're doing doubles. We're swimming on days that we don't normally swim. So I think those two are probably the biggest ways that it differs from other sports that come to mind.
Another key difference between swimming and other sports is the team dynamic.
We're a team sport, but it's also everyone swims their individual races, but we all support each other. We all want to do well, and so when each of us are swimming, we're all behind a lane, and we want them to do well.
It's not technically a team-based sport, yet without your team, you would not be able to go as fast as you can, and because training by yourself is incredibly hard. Having a team there motivates you, pushes you, and gets you to, you know, put your best effort in just for yourself and for your teammates to help them out.
Teams are a great reason why many people swim, myself included. Teams are what help drive a person and keep them motivated. In other sports, everyone is working for the same goal. However, in swimming, everyone has a different objective and a different race to swim. But when you're on a good team, everyone else's goals becomes your own goal and vice versa, and we help each other achieve those goals. And when someone does, you have a greater sense of accomplishment. In addition to this, there are many other reasons why people swim.
I still swim because it keeps me in shape and I get to see my friends every day.
I swim because I couldn't imagine my life without it, and it's also a good way to keep in shape, and I get to eat a lot.
Feeding on to what we just talked about, how it's a year-round sport, swimming becomes your life because you're doing it and you're there all the time, and so it really became a part of who I was in terms of my friendships. I developed a great lifelong friendships, not only with the swimmers that I swam with, but with my coaches as well, because we spend so much time and you experience so much with those people. You experience disappointment, you experience success, you experience anger, frustration. You also experience a lot of joy, but it really truly is a family in and of itself. So the friendships that I developed. The other things were just really, it develops you into a well-rounded person, I think. It taught me how to persevere. I think all of us as swimmers and even athletes in general all have those times when things just aren't going real great for us, but we can choose to quit or we can choose to keep working, and the best athletes always choose to keep pushing. Obviously, what we do is not easy. We come in and we're asked to do things that are very unnatural, that make us want to just get out and throw up and do these really physically exerting things. So it teaches you how to push yourself, discipline in terms of being disciplined to do the little things. We talk about that all the time in swimming, whether it's a breathing pattern, whether it's just the little details of streamlining off a wall. So you're constantly having to discipline your mind and your body to do the things that are going to make you the best swimmer that you can be. I think too, swimming has a really great capacity to help people learn how to experience success with humility and disappointment with grace.
For me, I swim for all of these reasons. Because you make amazing friends, because you get to challenge yourself on a daily basis, because you get to eat all the food you could ever want. But ultimately, people swim because of how it shapes you into a better person. You can ask any swimmer and they'll say that they wouldn't be the same today if it wasn't for the hours that they put into the pool. I've asked those that I've interviewed what swimming has done to change their lives.
I thought of one particular time in my life where this happened, and it was when I ended up being diagnosed with cancer, and that was something that I had not expected at all. I was very healthy, very active, and you ask how this helped me develop me into a better person, or I guess that's kind of the way I'm answering it. But do you think that there were times that I went back and reflected upon all those characteristic attributes that I developed as an athlete, discipline, hard work, determination, perseverance, when all of a sudden life threw something at me that I really didn't plan on? You betcha. And it helped me just to kind of put my big girl pants on and say, okay, we're going to tackle this and we're going to do this. And so I think it has its benefits both in and out of the pool.
It's made me stronger mentally and physically. It takes a lot to look at a black line for hours on end, and I think it definitely makes you crazy a little bit, but the amount of like stability that you get from swimming is just a big advantage.
Swimming's impacted my life. It has taught me very, very important life lessons. It's given me lifelong friends, and it's kept me in shape for almost 10 years.
So hopefully they know first and foremost that I cared about them, and two, that some form of the way that I interact with them builds their confidence.
Yes, Coach, we do know that you care, and I thank you for all that you have done for us and our lives. Swimming has taught me that when you're in the pool, you become the clay, and the coach is the potter that molds you into a hopefully a better you. I couldn't imagine where I would be or how much weight I would have gained without this sport and the supportive team that I have and the amazing coach that we have the pleasure to share. So next time you hop into your local pool, think about all the lives that the pool and the sport of swimming has touched. Special thanks to Alyssa, Nathan, and especially Coach Amber for being a part of this podcast. And thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.